Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Before we jump into the top three stories, I just want to remind you the astronauts are back on Earth. Yes, the Dragon space capsule really touching down right on the money. 4:57 this afternoon. Of course, Butch and Sonny, Butch Whitmore and Sonny Williams, stranded in space for more than 9 months. They did return to Earth today, landing in the Gulf of America off Tallahassee, bringing an end to an unforeseen odyssey. And it was pretty darn impressive, especially when the Dragon was floating in the water, and there must have been at least 24 dolphins swimming around the capsule, almost like protecting them. You know, it was quite a sight. Very,
at the very least, curious. And so, and we all were, as a world.
And you heard it live on News Radio 92.3. Okay, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, voters in Century headed to the polls in a special primary election. Three candidates appearing on the ballot for Century Town Council seat 4. The candidates, John Bass, Catherine Fleming, Elizabeth Harrison. Polls open till 7. You still have about 45 minutes. And they are voting at the Billy G. Ward Century Courthouse. This is at 7500 North Century Boulevard in Century. Also, professional soccer could be potentially coming to Pensacola in the next couple of years. Mayor Reeves announced a partnership with the United Soccer League to explore the possibility of bringing a professional team to the area. The agreement gives the league the right of first refusal to be a master developer of a multi-purpose stadium and entertainment district in the city. And let's not forget about financial aid cuts from the State Department, cutting on down the line, affecting local businesses, impacting international visitor exchange programs. I'm talking about the Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council. Jenna Melanson, the skipper of that program, very, very concerned now. She says bills are left unpaid to Northwest Florida businesses because of those cuts. The council says those missing funds equate to more than $730,000 of economic impact. Pensacola, one of 74 sites in the country that host these visits. 5 of the host cities are in Florida.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by True Green. True Green, get a golf course quality lawn for less than you think. Sign up at TrueGreen.com. That's TRUGreen.com. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. Looking at the roads here, we are not really dealing with anything. Had some minor issues on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River, but we knew those would clear up, and they have. As for the weather, sitting at around 67 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 77, low of 55.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, 616 News Radio 92.3. Those crazy Frenchmen. A French politician has called for the U.S. to give back the Statue of Liberty. Why not? Suggesting that the U.S. is no longer worthy of keeping the 140-year-old gift. Well, Florida Congressman Byron Donalds had a different view about this. He reacted to the demand on Jesse Waters.
Instead of worrying about the Statue of Liberty, I would leave it to France and to our European allies to make sure that they mine the store in their countries. Here in America, we're going to protect the American people.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, but and I know this is not something that's like, oh, the country of France is demanding, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But still, even just one politician saying this, it's like, you know, you're not getting that back, right? I mean, come on. And a former Republican Party official accused of theft won't face charges. The state attorney's office has decided not to file charges against Patrick Bailey. He was arrested back in December for allegedly stealing over $14,000 from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, where he worked as treasurer. Bailey has since paid restitution, though, and the charges have been dropped.
You know, can you imagine, you know, they towed the SS United States from Philadelphia around here to Mobile. Can you imagine the towing job if we said to them, okay, come get it? And they had to tow it back. Just go ahead, take it back to France. Okay, mark your calendars. Florida's spring license-free freshwater fishing weekend about 18 days away on April 5th and 6th. Florida residents and visitors can fish without having a license. All other rules and size limits do apply. And doing some crazy things at DMVs, especially there's one down in Miami. Amid Miami-Dade's campaign to reduce wait times at those infamous DMV locations in South Florida, it has discovered a group of scalpers. Get this one. This is pretty smart, actually. I got to give these guys credit. It has discovered a group of scalpers booking up free appointments to sell for a profit. Joe Rotes with Fox TV affiliate number 7 down in Miami.
7 Investigates has learned that driving schools are booking up blocks of appointments and then selling them for hundreds of dollars. One school recently booked 70 appointments, according to a source. Each are being sold for around $200 or more. The Miami-Dade Tax Collector's Office says it uncovered a network of appointment scalpers profiting from appointments. For now, it is legal, but the tax collector says it is working with the county to create penalties.
Alrighty, you know, speaking of Miami-Dade, the Miami-Dade Commission postponing its discussion and vote on the removal of fluoride from the county's drinking water. We've heard about this in a couple of spots throughout the Sunshine State. The item had been on the commission schedule for today, but was removed before the start of the meeting. Governor Ron DeSantis' administration has been pushing for the removal of fluoride. However, some medical groups support adding it to drinking water to help reduce tooth decay and lessen the prevalence of cavities.
Okay, those SunPass scams, absolutely real. I just ask me. I can show you my phone. They come in about every other day now. If you are asked to click on a link to make an urgent payment, don't do it.
Right.
Just simply don't do it. The payment goes to scammers. A fake text message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Good luck on this one. Reportfraud.ftc.gov.
Alrighty, just about 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. Got a deep dive into some national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Jimmy Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If there is any congestion, it shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny day early, high of 77. But as we get into the evening, the low is going to be 55 with about a 50% chance of rain.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending down today, big tech leading the way, and Jerry Willis has those numbers for you.
Stocks retreat in a broad sell-off as investors focus on tariffs and the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting, which began today. The Dow lower by 260 points, the S&P down by 60, the Nasdaq falling 304. The Federal Reserve expected to leave rates unchanged tomorrow. Markets looking to the Fed for clues on growth and the impact of tariffs. Today's broad decline was led by big tech and growth stocks, Tesla, Meta, and Nvidia, all falling. On the economic front, housing starts soared more than expected. Single-family home starts jumped 11.4% in February. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And the White House says President Trump and Russian President Putin are agreeing to begin talks on a limited ceasefire with Ukraine. The two leaders had a lengthy phone call today to discuss an end to the war. In a post on Truth Social, Trump described the call as very good and productive, adding that many elements of a contract for peace were discussed.
Let me jump back into the financial arena with you just for a second here. NASDAQ is expanding. Lillian Wu has the details for us.
Stock exchange operator NASDAQ is heading south to establish its second U.S. headquarters this year in Dallas and serve Texas and the entire Southeast. But the focus of the office won't just be on winning listings, according to sources. It'll also house part of NASDAQ's technology and financial crime management businesses, which will help NASDAQ clients detect fraud and money laundering. NASDAQ has more than 200 listed companies based in Texas. It currently generates over $750 million in revenues there and in the southeast region of the U.S. The move seen by some as a growing threat to New York's financial dominance. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a federal judge indefinitely blocking the shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development. The judge ruled in favor of a group of recently fired USAID employees and contractors by granting in part their request for a preliminary injunction. In the order issued today, the judge said the dismantling of USAID by Elon Musk's Doge likely violated the Constitution.
627 News Radio 92.3, a top House Democrat once again taking questions about his Senate counterpart. Ryan Schmelz has an update.
While back in his home state of New York, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries once again asked his thoughts on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does this mean that you do have confidence in Schumer?
Yes.
It's a stark change from last week's answer.
Do I have for new leadership for the Senate?
Next question.
Schumer has come under fierce criticism from Democrats over his decision to vote in favor of breaking the filibuster on a Republican-backed government funding plan. He voted no on final passage. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the Department of Justice tasking some of its attorneys to review records related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. President Trump said the files are set to be released to the public. It was supposed to be sometime today. According to Reuters, the DOJ said all lawyers who handle national security measures will review between 400 and 500 documents each. Speaking while touring the Kennedy Center yesterday, Trump said around 80,000 pages will be released.
Those files just being released minutes ago, and we'll have a chance to peruse what's in the documents. Legal Services of North Florida filed a petition for declaratory and injunctive relief against Johnson Lakes Apartments. Their owners, Landmark Asset Services, LSNF, wants a court order requiring Landmark to make much-needed repairs, bringing the building up to code, among other requests.
And two IRS whistleblowers who rang a bell on Hunter Biden's Justice Department probe are being promoted to leadership at the Treasury Department. Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler alleged the DOJ under President Biden gave his son special treatment. The two IRS investigators will serve as senior advisors to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
President Trump making his pick to lead the FAA. Needs some guidance there. Ryan Schmelz has more.
Republic Airways CEO Brian Bedford has been tapped by President Trump to lead the FAA at a time when the agency is under the microscope following a collision in Washington that led to the deaths of over 60 people and a number of other near misses. President Trump saying Bedford, quote, brings over three decades of experience in aviation and executive leadership to this critical position. Bedford will need to be confirmed by the Senate. The Trump administration has made it a goal to overhaul the agency, including updating air traffic control systems considered to be outdated. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump is trying to troll him. Trump complimented Schumer for voting to advance the Republican spending bill. And speaking on The View, the New York lawmaker said that Trump is trying to confuse people. This comes after Trump said Schumer did the right thing in supporting the bill on Truth Social, despite the senator receiving backlash from his own party as a result.
Okay, Milton residents, doggone it, may have learned the hard way. Three requests for city funding were killed at the last minute without any advance notice. Their proposals included a $500,000 request to pay for continued restoration of Lachlan Lake, $500,000 for work on the city's Blackwater Riverwalk area, and $1 million for the much-needed funding for the city's wastewater treatment plant. A lot of concern about things happening over in Milton. Coming up, we got sports, breaking news for you, and the weather, of course, on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams bidding farewell to the International Space Station after 9 months in orbit, making the return to Earth today.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
Wilmore and Williams' original mission was intended only to span 10 days, the SpaceX Dragon landing just off the Gulf Coast of Florida near Tallahassee. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin had a phone call today where they agreed to a limited ceasefire in Ukraine.
The president said on Truth Social, "We agreed to an immediate ceasefire on all energy and infrastructure, with an understanding that we will be working quickly to have a complete ceasefire."
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he hopes to speak with President Trump to get more details about the ongoing discussions. America is listening.
to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. General Motors and NVIDIA have agreed to a strategic collaboration that includes the automaker using several products and AI services for its next-gen vehicles, advanced driver assistance systems, and factories. GM declined to disclose a cost for the new tools with NVIDIA. The tech company has been attempting to diversify its automotive business, which has notably included work in data centers and GPUs, according to CNBC. Factory output posted better-than-expected numbers last month as auto manufacturing ramped up, according to the Federal Reserve. Industrial production increased 0.7% on the month, better than doubling Dow Jones estimates. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling 260, the S&P 500 dropped 60 points, and the NASDAQ was off by more than 300. U.S. crude oil futures for April reside under 67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're all on Aaron Rodgers' watch, and it's way past time for the future Hall of Fame quarterback to make a decision. Right now, I put it at a 65% chance the Steelers sign Rodgers. I then have the Giants with a 23% chance, followed by a 10% chance the Vikings elect to sign him, and I leave a slight 2% chance open for Aaron to just walk away and retire. Regardless as to what he decides, it's ridiculous that it's taking this long, but hey, that's expected with the drama that Aaron loves to surround himself with. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Machine, the Glitter Twins. Okay, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that ride home. What an afternoon. If you missed it, we were live with Fox broadcasting the arrival of the Dragon spacecraft, which has landed. And they landed, they splashed down in the Gulf of America exactly when they had scheduled it, 4:57 Pensacola time, bam, splashdown. It was great.
Perfectly done.
And also was also a very iconic thing about this mission. When they landed in the water, they had about, I guess, a pod, 24 or so dolphin that were circling the spacecraft. Almost as like, you know, checking it out, a little inquisitive.
Yeah, like, what's that?
Like, what are you doing here? But anyway, it was pretty impressive seeing those beautiful dolphin with the spacecraft. Everybody's okay. All four astronauts back and comes to a very, very positive conclusion, especially for Sonny and Butch, the two astronauts that had been up in space for 9 months. Prayers to you folks. I'm so glad you made it back okay.
Oh, gosh.
I mean to tell you. Okay, let's go ahead and jump in and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, you still have time to vote. If you're up in Century, head over to those polls. Special primary election going on. Three candidates need your help. They are appearing on the ballot. For the Century Town Council seat, four candidates are John Bass, Catherine Fleming, Elizabeth Harrison. Polls opening till 7 o'clock. Got about 20 minutes from right now. Go over to the Billy G. Ward Century Courthouse, 7500 North Century Boulevard in Century, and take care of that. Investigators confirming a fire that destroyed an Atmore church over the weekend was caused by lightning. There's natural causes here. Investigators from the Alabama Department of Fire Marshal's office confirmed the cause on Monday. Neighbors said Saturday night they saw multiple lightning strikes in the area. Lightning's so dangerous. And that's one thing I fear about when we get these fronts move through here. Yeah, you know, you can control the rain and stuff like that, but boy, lightning, good luck.
Right.
If it's got your number, it's got your number. Also, I thought I would throw this in here. Financial cuts to the State Department are impacting international visitor exchange programs. I say this because I know Jenna Malasson, she is the head of the Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council, and that's one of the local programs that got slashed by the feds. And she says bills are left unpaid to Northwest Florida businesses because of the debt. The council says those missing funds equate to more than $730,000 of economic impact. Pensacola, by the way, one of 74 sites in the country that host these visits, five of the host cities right here in the state of Florida.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, so if you want to get technical, we got the March Madness tournament getting underway tonight. In fact, it's already begun. Began about an hour ago. We've got two 16s facing off and two 11s in the play-in tonight. At halftime, St. Francis is up by five over Alabama State, 39-34. The winner of that game will take on Auburn on Thursday. As for the other game tonight, tips off at 8:10. It's number 11 North Carolina and number 11 San Diego State. Winner of that game takes on Ole Miss on Friday. You can catch both of these games on True TV.
Okay, they both start with B's, but you're talking basketball. I'm going over to baseball.
High school
baseball. Let me give you a local slant on what's going on here. The 30th Annual Harvesters Credit Union Aggie Baseball Classic underway, featuring teams from three states facing off at various venues across the area. Tate, Washington, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Catholic taking part in the tournament, as well as W.S. Neal from East Bruton. The remainder of the teams are from across Florida and Oklahoma.
All righty. And Tracy Morgan says it was food poisoning that caused him to get sick at the New York Knicks game on Monday night. The actor and comedian was seen vomiting at his courtside seat at Madison Square Garden. He was helped out in a wheelchair by MSG staff, causing a 10-minute game delay. Morgan posted a picture of himself in a hospital bed on Instagram and said he's okay now. He thanked his MSG family for taking care of him and even joked that he may have to throw up on the court again during the playoffs since the Knicks won the game, crushing the Heat 116-95.
I just bought the team. That's his famous line on that commercial, you know. I bought the team. All right. Don't get too excited here.
I don't want to guffaw into my mic.
Exactly.
Don't want to deafen people.
Major
here.
League Baseball season kicked off today. Can you believe this? What do we got? Basketball. We've got basketball. We've got basketball. And also now we have baseball thrown into the mix. Here's Fox's Jared Max.
The Major League Baseball season opened in Tokyo Tuesday.
Swing and a miss, strike three. The Dodgers' pitching was overwhelming behind hometown hero Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
On Fox TV, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching staff held the Chicago Cubs to three hits Tuesday at Tokyo Dome, where the reigning World Series champions picked up where they left off last fall with a victory. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1. Starting pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto earned the victory. Yamamoto, not the only Dodgers Japanese star who helped the team win. Shohei Ohtani, the only Dodger with two hits, a single and a double. He scored two runs. The Dodgers and the Cubs play again Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, Jared's still around, and he's going to update us for the March Madness tips of the week.
Since 2011, the men's NCAA basketball tournament has started with four games that are not included in the popular NCAA bracket contests. Four games to send the final four teams into the brackets, as the 61st, 62nd, 63rd, and 64th teams to compete for the national championship, which will be decided April 7th in San Antonio. Two games tonight, two more tomorrow. Both at the University of Dayton, 6:40 Eastern Time, St. Francis of Pennsylvania will play Alabama State. The winner will become the number 16 seed of the South region against Auburn. Second game tonight between North Carolina and San Diego State. The winner will advance to the brackets as the 11th seed of the South and play Ole Miss in the first round. The first four of the women's NCAAs begins tomorrow. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, basketball, baseball, and even some hockey. The Washington Capitals back on the ice today. They're hosting the Detroit Red Wings at Capital One Arena. All eyes on Caps star Alex Ovechkin, who has 887 career goals and is just eight away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record.
Back way back when Saturday Night Live was kind of different, Garrick Marris used to always say, baseball's been very, very good to me. Betty, Betty, good to me.
America's pastime.
Yeah, it is. Okay, over $3 billion expected to be legally wagered on March Madness. Good Lord. Jeff Manasso has more for us.
It's become a national pastime for tens of millions of Americans. Once again, picking who may or may not be the first upset, who gets to the Final Four, and which team becomes the NCAA bracket buster. As the first men's March Madness games begin today, the first women's games tip off tomorrow. The $3.1 billion expected to be legally wagered is a 12% year-over-year increase, and more than double the $1.4 billion bet on this year's Super Bowl, according to the American Gaming Association. And in the slim chance there's a perfect bracket, X and Uber Eats are offering a trip to Mars, at some point with SpaceX, or a $250,000 prize. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, maybe you live in Philadelphia. Maybe you've got an attitude because your Eagles won the Super Bowl. Maybe. maybe, maybe, maybe. But if you're a 76ers fan.
Bless your heart.
There you go. Bless your little heart. They have yet to see another addition to a season full of bad luck. Poor fellas. Joe Morgan has the story.
The Philadelphia 76ers nightmare season continued on Monday. Nine-time All-Star Paul George will be out for at least 6 weeks following multiple injections due to injuries, meaning he'll miss the rest of the season. The news comes just a few weeks after former MVP Joel Embiid was sidelined for the year as he continues to deal with a knee issue. After starting the season with championship aspirations, Philadelphia has been the NBA's biggest disappointment, falling out of the playoff picture. The Sixers can now turn their attention to the draft, where their 2025 first-round pick is top six protected, or it goes to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Roads looking clear for the most part. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 77, low of 55. But late Wednesday, expect some rainfall chances coming in of about 50%.
Okay, Central U.S. bracing for more storms this week. Boy, good
Bummer.
Luck. Adam Klotz has the latest.
Another spring storm is lining up for the central United States as we head into Tuesday night and Wednesday. A little less severe than we saw over the weekend. Still, though, a low-level risk of severe thunderstorm, damaging winds, and an isolated threat of tornadoes from Texas up into the Midwest on Tuesday night, again into Wednesday. Meanwhile, on the cold side of the storm, winter weather advisories remain active in northern states. Powerful cold weather could bring heavy snow and gusting winds. Blizzard warnings have been issued from the Dakotas, with winter weather advisory stretching up to the Great Lakes. Back on the West Coast, another Pacific storm is moving in, bringing rain and mountain snow to California and the Pacific Northwest. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, President Trump wants an overhaul to the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. This is interesting. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
During a Monday visit, President Trump called the Kennedy Center a big part of the fabric of D.C., but says it needs a lot of work.
We're going to make a lot of changes, including the seats, the decor, pretty much everything.
The president dismissed the Kennedy Center's leadership earlier this year, appointing a new board of trustees and naming himself the chairman.
I never realized this was in such bad shape. I've been so busy, I haven't been able to be here in a long time.
Several artists have said they will no longer perform at the venue following the Trump administration's takeover. And last week, Vice President J.D. Vance was booed by concert goers at a classical music performance. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Amazon returns could become a little more challenging for those who rely on a nearby Kohl's to drop off items. The retail chain testing out removing easy Amazon return services at some stores. Kohl's began accepting Amazon returns back in 2017. News outlet Modern Retail confirms those stores testing it out are in Wisconsin, Missouri, and Massachusetts.
649 News Radio 92.3. I saw a brief glimpse of this. Are they having dog night on the ice this weekend? With the ice flight? I thought I saw a clip with dogs running across the ice. Well, let me just say, Pensacola returns to home ice Friday, Saturday, facing the Birmingham Bulls. Then on Sunday, the Ice Flyers face Peoria. Puck drop 7:05 Friday and Saturday in the Bay Center, 4:05 on Sunday. I'm concerned now if they're doing the dogs this weekend. Maybe somebody can text us and let us know about that. 437-1620. 850, of course.
Right.
Are they doing the dog races this weekend at the arena? Maybe we get Greg Harris.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of
this. Let's ring him up at
Greg,
home.
Greg, what's up?
Hey, how's dinner, Greg?
And Vice President J.D. Vance will serve as the finance chair of the Republican National Committee. The RNC said Vance will be the first sitting VP to concurrently serve in the role. He said the RNC must keep and grow the Republican majorities in 2026 to fully enact the MAGA mandate. President Trump praised Vance, of course, saying that he would do a fantastic job and that he knows how to fight and win tough races.
Okay, you're talking about the Republican side of the equation here. Let me take you to the other side real quick. Democratic Party may be looking for a new leader. Howie Kurtz analyzes the party's reaction to a major vote in Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The left wing of the Democratic Party is so angry at Chuck Schumer for going along. He got boxed in with Republican budget proposal, which is just kicking the can down the road, that there is talk of AOC mounting a primary challenge against him. They have both represented different parts of Brooklyn. Now, if she were to knock him off, it doesn't mean that she automatically becomes the Democratic leader, but it would be quite a signal sent. Now, Schumer didn't really have any choice. The Senate Minority Leader postponing his book tour because of all the fallout. But all that would have given, he argued, was more power to President Trump and Elon Musk to do whatever they wanted, and eventually they would have compromised anyway on this kick-the-can matter. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get one last recap of your state headlines for you, and maybe if there's time, something a bit more lighthearted or a bit more frivolous as we ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMen'sHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weather together on the Fives.
All righty, one last very quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Roads are looking clear. Thanks for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 58 tonight. As for tomorrow, high of 77, low of 55. And late Wednesday night, you are going to have about a 50% chance of rainfall.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Yeah, you have to spoil it, don't you? Just have to stick your head out there and just totally spoil it. Interesting story. A Florida woman was hit in the face with a water balloon while driving. The attack sent her to the hospital, rightly so. Chancellor Wynn with Fox 35. Great, great friends down at Fox 35 in Orlando. Chancellor is in Flagler Beach this afternoon.
A relaxing drive with the windows down quickly shifts to chaos for Rebecca Vukovic when a water balloon explodes on her face.
It just shocked me. I was confused. I was
like devastated. Like I really looked at my partner and was like, I think I'm about to die right now, because I literally thought, oh my God, somebody just shot me in my face.
Luckily, Vukovic was not shot, but she says there were rocks in the water balloon and it landed her in the emergency room with a fractured nose.
It really dazed me. Like I said, I couldn't even see nothing out of that eye for quite a few hours.
Now Flagler Beach police are searching for whoever hit Vukovic with the water balloon while she was driving her car.
And nesting season for sea turtles will begin soon on Florida's beaches. Nesting on the Gulf Coast usually starts in April or May. FWC advises residents and visitors to help protect nesting sea turtles by keeping beaches clean, minimizing disturbances, and avoiding artificial lighting that can misdirect them. For more information and resources, visit myfwc.com/seaturtle.
Yeah, what you do is you turn your lights facing in towards your house and not towards the water if you live on the water, because the sea turtles go to the light. Don't want to confuse them.
I love turtles, man.
I really do, too. As a matter of fact, I was coming across Garcon today. Right when I came across, I saw it looked like a big box turtle making its way slowly across the road. I'm going, oh, no, should I stop and pick it up and move it across? The car behind me did.
Okay.
I was really happy about that because I had thought about it. I just,
And they typically say when you grab a turtle, this is just for anyone who doesn't know, when you grab a turtle, if it's in the street, if you're going to get it out of the street, first of all, be safe. You never know what type of turtle it is. Could be aggressive. But if you grab it, keep it in the direction it's going. Don't turn it around. It knows where it's headed. So put it in the direction that it was already heading on the other side of the street.
Austin Price, turtle expert.
Yeah.
Okay, court appearance for the 43-year-old suspect who allegedly led Florida Highway Patrol on a chase in South Florida that lasted several miles. CJ Papa has the story.
The man behind the wheel of an ambulance was no first responder. Florida Highway Patrol saying Michael Escaline stole the vehicle, ran stop signs, drove at times on the wrong side of the road, nearly slamming into multiple cars, and was seen on video drinking a beer. Prosecutors saying Monday this was not his first DUI arrest.
Your Honor, he does have 4 prior DUIs.
Judge J. Logan Murphy.
I'm imposing a SCRAM monitor and a GPS monitor. No alcohol during the pendency of this case.
Tampa Fire Rescue says this happened while first responders were transferring a patient to a facility, and they are grateful no one was injured. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And some Florida lawmakers pushing to restore a 3% cost of living increase for the state's retirees. A bill introduced in the state legislature would restore the increase to the Florida retirement system. Supporters say the increase is necessary to keep pace with inflation and ensure retirees maintain their standard of living, but critics say the increase would undermine the need for fiscal responsibility.
658 News Radio 92.3. It seems as though NASA has been the topic of discussion this afternoon, and it continues. Florida senators have introduced legislation designed to relocate NASA's headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Brevard County, Florida. The Canaveral Act would increase efficiency, reduce cost, and strengthen collaboration between NASA and private aerospace firms. Wow, that would be a shot in the arm, a big economic boost for Central Florida down there. Speaking of Central Florida, the Cape, things like that, well, Dragon's down. Successful mission.
Yes.
In the Gulf of Mexico. They actually landed just south of Tallahassee. The Gulf today, you boaters know what I'm talking about, was laid down. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely glass. Couldn't ask for better conditions. All 4 astronauts back safe. It was an amazing Elon Musk rescue mission. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it for Chris Bryant, Austin Price today. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. We'll kick it off at 4 on News Radio, 92.3. We'll see you then.
Dependable traffic on the 5s, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.